This is Weekend America. I'm Barbara Bogart.
And I'm Bill Radke. Remember that excitement you had when you were a kid and you sent away for something in the mail?
Oh, I sent away for a spy decoder ring. I think it was from Sugar Smacks. I sent away for everything. I sent away for those cartoon drawing lessons on matchbooks.
Draw Pokey or whatever.
Exactly.
That was.
I just wanted mail. Please, God, let there be something in the mailbox for me.
Yes. I used to send away for those kids scholastic book club things. It was like called Bananas or Dynamite or something.
Oh, they sent you a ton of stuff.
Exactly. Well, grown-ups, we want to be excited about what's in the mail.
Right. That's why I get Lucky Magazine.
Exactly. We're people. So we heard about something that you might be interested in called CD clubs, which is where you form a group with 12 people. So each member of the group is assigned a month. And when it's your month, you burn a CD of the songs you're listening to and you mail it out to the other members.
It's much more exciting than email.
Yeah.
Emailing a mixtape.
Yeah. You don't know what you're going to get. It comes in the mail and you have new tunes. So independent producer Gideon D'Arcangelo met up with the members of a CD club based in New York City. Here's his story.
Earlier this year, my friend Gary Meister told me he had joined a CD club called the Bobcats. It sounded like a sports team or something. When we got together to talk about it, Gary really wanted to play me the first CD from the club, the January CD, created by Bobcat Lisa Davis.
I just was really blown away by the first CD, and I don't know if anyone's bettered it. I thought the segue between the first two songs was so genius.
Benjamin Lazar Davis singing, I'm the weirdest person in the world.
I'm the weirdest person in the world.
Vivian and I, my wife and I, sing this song all the time. And I guess that's kind of the beauty of this whole endeavor is that, you know, this kid, this is her brother, I guess, when he was seven. I don't know, he's got people singing some song that he did when he was, whatever, seven.
I don't know, but you and who, don't say I'm not, don't say I'm not.
There means no where I come from.
Right, now this song, see, I feel bad even talking over this song, but this is Joanna Newsom singing Clam, Crab, Cockle, Cowrie. And I'd never heard of her before I got this CD. It definitely reaffirmed my faith in the vitality of people making music out there, you know? That there's a lot flying under the radar.
Don't give me up like I'm so shy. No, 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 no. Just give it up.
Through Gary, I met Dave Ratslow, who started the Bobcats. Dave is also in two other CD clubs, the Stingrays and the Cobras. So he's sort of a hub of new music. He was putting together his Bobcats mix when I stopped by.
I'm pretty sure it's going to start off with this song called Figure Eight by Blossom Dearie. It is from an album called Schoolhouse Rocks, and it's beautiful. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sweet.
Figure Eight is double four. Figure Four is half of eight.
I'm addicted to music. I go to the record store every week. I buy 3 CDs a week. Sometimes I buy CDs at random just because I like the cover. So getting a CD club CD in the mail is a part of that excitement. This idea that mixed CDs and MP3s being traded among people hurts the record industry. From my perspective and from those of my friends who are excited about music, it helps the industry because it gets us excited about music in ways that we might not have through conventional means.
Dave introduced me to Jane Lerner, who made the June Bobcat mix. She really wanted to play me the club's March mix by her friend Trista. Trista had clearly spent a lot of time creating the cover for her CD. It was green with a shamrock and a little puma on it. As her mix drifted into a song called Wanderlust by The Delays, Jane told me more about her friend Trista.
Well, this is very much like intertwined with how I think of Trista. It, you know, I don't know, hers seems to fit very perfectly. It's definitely like, you know, it's got kind of like an indie rock vibe to it, but with a more sort of pretty girl sheen to it, which is sort of how I think of Trista. She's tough, but she's stunningly gorgeous. The fact that every month a CD shows up in my mailbox, and you know, the 3 of them that have come so far have been from people I know, and then the following two, this woman Mary and David, neither of whom I've met, so I have no context as to who they are, but of course I have an idea as to who they are based on their CDs.
Dave thought it would be a good idea to have a party for the Bobcats, so they'd be able to put faces to music mixes. So on a rainy summer evening in downtown Manhattan, a dozen Bobcats got together at a bar bustling with the 20 to 30-something hipster crowd. It didn't take long for them to get comfortable with each other.
Raina, this is Mary.
Yeah.
This is Robin.
Hi.
And this is Remy.
Did you guys find that it was really easy to make yours?
It took a while.
Raina Moore did a special Valentine's mix for the Bobcats' February CD. She really thought it was important not to put too many weird or unknown tracks into her mix.
There's got to be a certain amount of listenability to the CD. And the idea is that, for me at least, is that I want to invite people in and I want them to maybe recognize a few things, maybe like something to remind you of something else or to remind you of a time in your life, and definitely a few things that you've never heard before.
It was clear to me that a lot of creativity goes into making a mix hit the right mood, the right time of year, or the right place.
I mean, I think music can be a very intimate portrayal of someone's insides.
Robin Goldman loves being in the club because music is such a good way to get to know people better. There's so much more going on, she says, than just the exchange of music.
It's the same reason when you go into somebody's house, you either look at their CD collection or you look at what books they have on the wall, you know? Because you want to know what's going on behind those eyes that you don't get to see otherwise. And somebody's music taste tells you that. Somebody's book taste tells you that. You know, everybody's going to be listening to your CD going, ooh, what's this? What does this say about you? You know?
Hanging around the Bobcats made me think, I'd like to start one of these CD clubs. What do you think?
That's independent producer Gideon Darkangelo, and he's serious about wanting to start a CD club. He's looking for others. So if you want to join Gideon's club, click on his link at our website, which is weekendamerica.org. So the first 11 people to respond will fill out his club. Each member gets a month, and when it's your month, you'll make a CD, mix it, make 11 copies, mail them to the group. In the event that your first mixed song is going to be our theme music, that was created by Galactic, by the way. We had production help from Aaron Raythe and Charles.